The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, happy Monday. Welcome back. Hope you had a reasonable weekend. Boy, with the fuse is getting shorter. I hit a U.S. big ship carrying lots and lots of containers, some kind of a container vessel. They said there's a fire on board, but the ship is still seaworthy. They're going to hit an American warship, a destroyer, escort, something, soon. And it may well be a false flag. Don't discount that for a minute. That will ignite a major full-on invasion of the left, I guess it would be the left one-third of Yemen, which is Houthi-controlled, where it runs into the Red Sea. You expect that. It's increasing. It's obviously being staged. They want this, and they're going to get it. The behavior of this alleged government here is astounding. It's not us. It's not we the people. It's Bolshevik communist Zionism, and it's being run by O Biden. Barry's right down the street. He's not far away, and he's running the show. It's his third term, and now they're looking at a false flag. You watch. This is going to be like the Gulf of Tonkin. It's escalating constantly. Nothing is slowing down. It continually is getting worse. Don Jeffries is back with us tonight. Hello, Donald. Did you have a good weekend? A reasonably good weekend.
Yes, Jeff. I am. As I look outside here on the East Coast, we're getting hit with a little bit of snow. So, you know, it doesn't take much to shut everything down here in America 2.0. You know, a slight dusting and the schools closed and our trash service wasn't here today and everything. So that's the big story. You know, people see snow here and they go nuts. So we're all caught up in that.
All right. Well, I don't think that we're going to get out of this without a massive, major Middle East war. And I don't for a moment think that we militarily, other than dropping bombs and nukes, have the man or people power to propel an invasion there. I just don't see it. And if we do, we'll just further be pissing away, our military strength, which is now essentially a joke. We don't have it. We're 5 years behind in artillery and tank rounds production for our own military. Remember that, 5 years. And for surface-to-air missile, the little ones that are called man pads, et cetera. We've sent it all to Ukraine. It's all been just incinerated and blown up. It's a joke. It's like it's a big dump. So we are really ready to be really impacted in a very negative way.
Go ahead. I'd like to think that things are reaching critical mass in terms of that kind of incompetence and, you know, misplaced priorities, obviously for a conspiratorial reason, but whatever. Between that and things like you had the while we're, you know, apparently worried about Yemen, place, you know, so why are we worried about Yemen? It's just amazing. But everything except for our own border. I don't know if you saw the video that was out there of the laughable Governor Abbott put he put these I guess guard out there with human shields, human body shields, not guns though. And it was they showed the video, and it was truly, it's embarrassing to see these guys. They just the migrants, the out of shape migrants. They didn't care. They just wobbled right past them. They didn't. I mean, it's just, it's astonishing to see this country. How, I don't know how anybody, Jeff, cannot be a so-called conspiracy theorist at this point. When you see something like our resources in every country around the world, you something like this where we have troops, 150 countries around the world, but we can't figure out to have troops along the southern border to stop this invasion. I mean, that's the invasion. It's an invasion that's going on for decades. And, you know, I'm working on a book, you know, in the future, and it's about Trump and Biden, more modern stuff, another version of Hidden History. But just going and just looking over again the history when Trump came in and talked about immigration, what he was going to do, and just what he, you know, what he did, nothing. But it's just so shameful to look at this, and that's you just wonder about the people that are supporting this. How dumb can they be? I know they're dumbed down.
Oh, they're, I mean, all they're frighteningly dumb, Don. Frighteningly.
Yeah.
Sad to say.
Yeah, but it's just, you'd think at some point. I mean, like for instance, I'd love to, and I kind of talk to them. I can't really talk to them much, but you know, the people that like are okay with the open border stuff. I mean, what is the argument for that? What is the argument that we need more desperately poor people? Even if you're not even looking at how it's
coming
in.
There is no argument. It's same old Statue of Liberty holding up the torch. Come here, you're tired, you're poor, you're drug addicts, you're criminals. We'll be happy to take you in.
Yeah. You don't have to assimilate. And you know, now they'll just be all males or whatever.
Don, it's not even that. We got to stop playing word games. Not that you are. I'm not saying that. People must. And if you want to be called a conspiracy theorist, you're a fool. You are a conspiracy researcher, and you're discovering what the hell's going on here. It's all planned, every damn bit of it. This whole year of upcoming geopolitics is all planned in advance. It's bread and circuses. It's a soap opera, and the script is already done long ago.
Absolutely. When you can look at that, and you can look, and we talked in an email a little bit of this, but when you juxtapose, and I just wrote a Substack touching on, you know, what I think are the two interesting stories that happened in the last week. And one is the Epstein list. Where is it? I mean, have we seen a real list? Nobody seems to know what list is real. Everybody says it's fake news, even if their name's on it. And what does it even mean if they're up? So we don't even know. A judge ordered it released, but what did he order released? And everybody's claiming there's nothing there. So and then you have the Jewish tunnel story. And this is, you know,
were you able to look at my video?
Yes. Oh, it's just astonishing. Looking at that service,
those people are psychotic. That's not.
Well,
I
don't know what it was supposed to be. I mean, I don't know.
They were just getting together, the good old boys and the synagogue, and that's what they do.
Wow. I mean, just when you see it, but for those of you who hadn't seen it, I mean, there's like an effigy of a child or baby or something that's child size and like a pinata. It's brought down, and I guess the rabbi just goes up and starts punching it. It's like what? And they're dancing. It's like I don't
the
even.
Rabbi the punches kind of it, and some of the Jews in the audience hold up wooden gun replicas and start shooting at it with jerking their arms. It's like a wooden Glock shape. It's crazy. They're crazy. I mean, this is insanity.
Yeah. So I don't know. So when you have, more importantly though, because you have, and I wrote about this. What would be the story if this wasn't any other group in the world, other than Orthodox Jews? But when you have a tunnel, a secret tunnel discovered, and it looked like a Batman cartoon or something with somebody seen a Batman animated series. We had people living underground where they're coming up out of these grates in full regalia.
I know. I posted the video now. It is right now at the very top of the homepage. You can all look at it right there, and please do and share it. This is it's the truth. And what did they do when they got found out? They immediately started pumping concrete in there to hide all the evidence.
Yeah, exactly. And again, and this is what I'm talking about. How long can they keep this charade up, Jeff, on all fronts? How does nobody? And I understand it's instinctively. And again, that's why I have so many, because I don't like to talk about Jews all the time, and but I have so many people that support me that gravitate to
their time has come, Donald. I have no problem with it. It's time.
Who else are you going to talk about when this happens? But the idea of, you know, sealing up a crime screen, and as I wrote in my article, apparently it looks like, I don't think they're going to have to do anything, because the story is already over, I'm assuming. Nobody cares. Was anybody blamed? But I mean, if you look at their cover story, they were trying to blame it on what they called extremist Jewish students.
Yeah, right.
And supposedly they had a beef with the Chabad Lubavitch or something. And it said it had been decades long, as I pointed out in my article. How could students have been involved in a decade long? By definition, they're not old enough to be. And it had to do with a mikvah, which is apparently, again, the conspiracy people claim it's got some very sinister use. It involves child sacrifice, but the generic explanation is that it's kind of a cleansing bathhouse or something. But regardless, why were these students so concerned about hooking up a tunnel to that? And, you know, this couldn't have been a slow, quiet process. I mean, how do you dig a tunnel? You would have needed drills and stuff.
It went 900 feet, 900 feet long.
So, and we're told, and
that's
one
three football fields, friends.
Yeah. So how did no one know what was going on?
No, I beg your pardon. Don, let me fix that. It's one football field. It's 900 feet, 300 yards, and it goes, basically, it doesn't end up anywhere. It just kind of goes, and then it just sort of stops. Right. It's near the Chabad-Lubavitch place, but it didn't connect.
Right. And then you have, I mean, it's, whatever you think of it, I don't care if it's Jews or anybody else, you have a secret tunnel that's associated with a religion, race, whatever this really is. And you have high chairs found in there. High chairs? And there's supposedly a children's museum across
strollers.
The street.
Stroller was down there, too.
Blood-stained mattresses or stained mattresses. We don't know. Again, this cries out for investigation, but something tells me it won't be investigated at all. And again, what does this do?
How can it be investigated when it's all covered with concrete now?
Yeah. So, saying for the people... Well,
they allegedly claimed they were trying to make the tunnel more stable for the buildings above it, so they pumped it full of concrete with no steel, no reinforcing structures, nothing. Just poured concrete in there, and I know they didn't fill it up to the top. They just filled it up halfway, just to cover up all the foot traffic.
It's like the mafia, burying somebody that burying
Jimmy Hoffa's grave.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. That's what a conjures picture. But I mean, just again, for people out there, because I talk about Jews way too much. And as I said, I don't even know what it means, because most of my cousins are Jewish, because there was a Jew that converted to a Catholic, one of my mom's sisters. I've explained it, but I have hundreds of these cousins that come from that branch of the family. And they're all partially Jewish. None of them are practicing Jews. Some of them are Catholics, but I don't even know what it means. I have another relative in the family that's two relatives that are quarter Jewish and quarter Iranian. So I don't even know what it means to me. But you can't dismiss talk of it. And just say anti. This is what invites. And I don't know what pogroms really existed in the past and what were really done to Jews. But I imagine it's this kind of stuff. They created it. When you have something that looks outrageous on the surface, may have something to do with children, because they haven't explained what the high chair and the stroller in there have to do with it, but it's certainly curious. And for the authorities to immediately seal it up with cement, what does that invites so-called conspiracy theories or anti-Semitic or whatever you want to say. Yes. I mean, what else could you, I mean, like I said, this was something that could have been dreamed up by the biggest Jew hater in the world. Rabbis rising out of
the
grates.
good point. And what would have happened if they were really trying to fill that tunnel to stabilize buildings above it, allegedly? They would call in the city building department, the engineering department,
they would build a
substructure of steel beams and girders and so forth, and then they'd pump it full of concrete. This is so transparent, it's embarrassing.
Yes. I mean, do extremist Jewish students know how to do a tunnel? I mean, it's the whole thing is so stupid, but I think it will be dropped like a hot potato. And again, what does it do? It probably opened up a few more eyes. I think more and more, because I've noticed that more and more people are willing to talk about it. I mean, I know from the comments I get you know, I get hundreds of comments at every Substack I write, and just everywhere else I look, there are, I don't know how many, but there are more and more people out there that talk about, I mean, that really go deep into the whole Jewish question, really big. And they're knowledgeable, and they want me to talk more about it. I mean, I try not to go down that rabbit hole too much, but this kind of thing, just, and especially coming on the heels of what's going on in Gaza, you know, this is not a good right. time for them, you know, for them. So this, if you look at it like this, really people ought to be looking critically. It's like, what is going on here? And explain, because just imagine, as I said, any other group, just imagine this is a Catholic, this is the St. Patrick's Cathedral, and you have secret tunnels discovered under St. Patrick's Cathedral with mattresses and high chairs in them. And you have priests, you know, running out and stiff arming the cops and running, and then instantly the authorities come and put cement. Do you think the late night comedians wouldn't be joking about it and saying, "Oh, I guess they're running from the altar boys"? Well, I mean,
$20. None of the late night Jewish comedians will joke much about it.
Oh, none of them. None of the Jews are they will not talk about this at all. If they do, though, because how do you make? You can't, because of the fact the high chairs and everything. You can't really make light of it. But or just, you know, imagine this was found in some, you know, under Jimmy Swaggart's mansion or something. I mean, you think Jimmy Swaggart would hesitate to get on, issue another tearful, insincere apology like he did when he was caught with
prostitutes? You know, that's
twice?
A really good point, Don. You make a perfect example, and it would be all over the media for days and days and days.
Yeah, but in this case, you won't see whatever, we won't know the names of these rabbis that are involved, the names of these alleged Jewish extremist students. They're certainly not going to get on TV and issue a tearful apology or anything like that. They're going to
no. Let me suggest one other thing. Having built a number of homes and things, you cannot just call in cement unless you've got tremendous influence with the city government or the county government, whatever. You can't do that. That's an illegal tunnel, which is posing, allegedly, some kind of a threat to some of the building stability. Yeah. They would do a massive look and calculation with engineers on how to address the problem and the weakness. They wouldn't do that. To have the cement rolled in that quickly shows you who's running the city.
Yeah, well, I'm sure some brave souls from New York, whoever the Brooklyn representative is, I'm sure they'll demand answers. Hey, it's really... But it's much like every time something like this happens, and again, I'm not making any kind of thing that, okay, the Jews run the world or whatever, but every time one of these things happens, it certainly looks that way, doesn't it? Because they're treated differently. They're held to a different standard. In the case of, look what happened to Kanye West, whatever he was, and he was a whole PSYOP thing, I think. You notice he stopped talking that stuff a long time ago, but when he did, supposedly lost a lot of money instantly because he was
I think, what was it? They had $100 million worth of his shoe brand, which they refused to sell, and they put it in a warehouse. They were getting pressured by their stockholders to sell that merchandise. And I think that was part of it. And so he copped a deal and pretty much got out. But I think what he said originally was sincere. It reminded me of Michael Jackson. Toward the end, he was so tired of it. They just pick him up and wring him out like a sponge. And I think West was in similar state. He just didn't realize that they could cripple him so badly. And they did. They took a lot of his money away real quick.
But, I mean, that's what happens. And I say, look, if you can get on TV or movies or anything, you can make fun of the Catholics especially. Certainly any Christianity. You can say whatever you want about them. You can defame Jesus. You can remember Piss Christ going back to the 80s, tax financing. There was another work of art back in the 80s or 90s where they had it was art financed by, you know, the American taxpayer. That was a picture of the Virgin Mary with elephant dung on it or something. You know, how offensive is that to Catholics? But again, just imagine it's not even, you know, equitable, but let's say a menorah with elephant dung on it. I mean, I think we all know the answer. It wouldn't have been tax financed, but certainly it would have been instantly removed and somebody would have been prosecuted. But that kind of stuff has happened forever. And it's just that old expression about you want to know who's in charge of things, who can't you criticize? And it's pretty obvious
it's
that you
always
can criticize.
That way. Should be taught, so, that should be taught in elementary school logic with little children.
Yeah. But
they
it's
grow
so
up
you know
and learn to read the environment they're living in.
Yeah, and it just however you look at it, it's like, you know, this is, and I would look at it like this, and I think our hope in this is to have more and more blacks speak out, because blacks are, they've been the beneficiary of the great replacement, but they don't, they're the ones that understand that, you know, there's a distinction between the white race and Jews, which are very small, only 2% of the population. But, you know, sooner or later, somebody's going to start mentioning in public, hey, you know, why doesn't the other 98% of the population get a shot at running a movie studio ever or running a television network? I mean, wouldn't you think that you might be able to find some talent in that 98% of the population? Nobody says that. Why is it always somebody that's a Jew? And I don't think that's not anti-Semitic, because it's real. It's true.
You don't need to apologize in any way, shape or form. It's simply a fact. It's okay.
Yeah, it's a fact. And I really resent, you know, this guy. And I think that people in the...
Any group that comprises and composes 2% of the population and has this much control over an entire nation state on the face of planet Earth,
yes,
arguably the most powerful one still, that needs to be talked about.
I don't care
if they're Buddhists or Hindus. It doesn't matter. It's wrong. It's not right. We should have reasonably adequate representation of American, white, Western, Christian, European descendants.
Well, that's what's hilarious, that when you hear them talk about, you know, we need to start having diversity. How about some diversity at the top of movie studios and television networks?
Yeah.
How about some, you know, publishers? Look, I'll have my 10th book published this year. You know, I certainly all the big publishers, every one of them, I think is run by a Jew, probably. I don't know, but certainly most of them, again, it's way beyond the 2%.
Absolutely.
Mark.
It's, come on, they own every major business platform in the country. They're there.
Right.
They are there.
I mean, yeah, it should be taught. And the fact that you can't talk about it, again, and that's what creates, because I have no animosity towards Jewish people. I haven't known that many of them, and I haven't been wronged by any.
Well, I don't. You know, I judge everyone on their individual presence and their from what I can gather about them, who they are and what they are. But I'm telling you, when you look at this video, and it's up at the top of the homepage, and you see what goes on inside of a synagogue, you got to start asking yourself, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Yes.
That's nuts. Where do you see it? Where do you see it? And I'm just telling you straight. The mask has been torn off the beast of Zionism now. And everyone is, for the first time, really getting a good look at it by virtue of the genocide in Gaza. They're seeing it in the raw. And they're understanding that, obviously, we are the slave state of that little democracy in the Middle East. We're supplying all the bombs, all the jets, all the planes, all the logistics, all kinds of intel. We're trying to track Hamas fighters for them so they can drop bombs on them. This is nuts. And now they're pumping seawater into all the tunnels. I forget how many miles of tunnels, but that will forever make the land infertile or unfertile. It's really bad news. It's crazy. It's just crazy. And people are seeing it for what it is. Now, I'm going to take it one step further. And what bothers me is that maybe they seemingly don't give a damn anymore. There's a reason why. And you ask, why don't they care anymore about keeping their image? Their image is shot, basically. Yeah. Why? And it might have something to do, and I don't like going here, with the simple fact that 600 million death injections have been given to Americans from Pfizer and Moderna. These are bioweapons. And we believe at this point that they are virtually going to all be fatal within a window of time, 2 to 5 years perhaps. More and more people are dying all the time now. So maybe if they've accomplished their global genocide with 13 billion injections globally, maybe they don't care about their image right now, because in a year or two, a lot of people are going to be gone, and the whole thing is going to be rewritten and reformatted with AI running the show. An improperly programmed AI, I might add, because they're building biases into it. You know what they do.
Yeah, exactly. But if you have, that's why the alternative media is so important. And the alternative media can't come together on anything. But that's the only place where, you know, we're always talking about people running things and who's behind it and everything. And the grassroots people, and I see it on all my comments and people I hear from, the grassroots people, we know who they think run things. And the problem is the Alex Jones and people like that, they're dancing around that issue, and they won't go there. And they won't factor in. So I don't know if he's going to talk about these tunnels or not. He might try to tie to Saudi Arabia for all I know. But you know, these things have to be factored in, and you have to. I want to hear somebody talk about the consolidation of Jewish power. What is that book I read years ago? I can't think who it was. Maybe it was by Eustace Mullins. He did some great stuff on the Federal Reserve. But it was basically, he was a compendium of that time, the people that were in positions of power. And this was probably the 70s, maybe the 60s, 70s probably. So you're talking about 50 years ago, and it was amazing. I mean, so many people that I didn't know were Jewish that were in charge of just everything important, and we see it today. What happens with the new media is the internet, but look who's in charge of all the big social media. Now, Elon Musk now runs Twitter, but that's the only one. Because you had Zuckerberg at Facebook and YouTube. I forget the woman's name that's there now. That's
Linda Yaccarino.
Yaccarino is there now at Twitter. Yes, but Elon Musk is still the figurehead. But there's at YouTube. I can't remember her name, but she's Jewish. And
Of course.
And
yes.
She just glory. I mean, she is giddy when she talks about censorship. She loves it. So. That's the problem. So what, you know, social media has taken over the internet, and that's how they're censoring people. So we need alternative voices. And Stu Peters, I know that, you know, you've talked about everything, but he does talk a lot more. I don't watch him very much, but I have noticed that he's talking a lot more about.
He's talking truth now. He's actually, and it's out. It's getting out of the bag. And this is fine with the controllers because they've wrapped it all up. It's game, set, and match. They have done what they wanted to do. So they don't care if the truth gets out. And let's use that truth to kind of embellish and enhance the street credibility of Beef Stew and AJ and Big Mike, yeah. Mikey. They're using the truth, which is already out there now, to enhance their top tier of internet control players, and that's those big three.
Yeah.
And then you got the second tier. So they don't care if the truth is out now. They've let their guard down. Yeah. And that would kind of go hand in hand with how the Jewish state is looking so evil now. And it's a fact. Yeah. So they just don't care.
Oh, yeah.
That scares me because 13 billion injections in the world, 70% of Americans are fully vaxxed. That's 3 to 6 shots. 3 to mm-hmm. 6 makes you fully vaxxed.
Right.
81% of Americans have had at least one injection. And then you've got shedding to clean up most of the rest. If that's the game, and it appears to be, they have won. And they don't care anymore. Yeah. Let the truth roll.
Yeah.
What's it to them? So there may be some connection here.
I think you're right, but I also think that... at this point, they know that no matter how obvious they make things, that those people that are asleep, the ones with Trump derangement syndrome that took the Trumpenstein bait, that, you know, reacted to that and look at everything now through, you know, anything that comes up that's, you know, like if somebody started criticizing the Jewish tunnels that are talking about it, they probably would somehow attribute that to Trump. Oh, you're a Trump. I've heard it myself. He was like, what?
Remember, Trump is just a caricature. Part of the
Absolutely,
screenplay,
yes.
It's all scripted, and this whole
He's
year
imagined.
Has been laid out. I don't know. But, the woman, I just remembered her name, Susan Wojcicki.
Yeah. And she's awful. But you know, Trump is, you know, if you remember 1984, the fake opposition leader was Emmanuel Goldstein. And I don't think Orwell came up with that name accidentally. I think he picked the name Goldstein for a reason. And that's who Trump is. That's who the people, that's who the inner party hated. They thought he was the leader, and he he had written, unlike Trump, you know, whoever this fake character was pretty brilliant, because he wrote some great stuff about how the party was so corrupt and how they took over and everything. And so Winston Smith starts, you know, following him. And then, of course, eventually, and I don't think I'm releasing any spoilers, but he turns out to be, you know, fake. And it's so much like Trump, because the people, that's where you came up with the 2-minute hate. The inner party members would see his face, Goldstein's face, and they'd start screaming and yelling at the screen and going nuts for 2 minutes every day. Now, but Trump's 24/7 hate. And that's, so what they've done is they've converted. There's so many things you can't talk about, immigration and any kind of so-called conspiracy theory. And these people that have Trump derangement syndrome, it's a real thing. They go crazy, and they just attribute it to Trump. It's like, what? You know, what are you talking about? So I think that, you know, this is something that it's an interesting time, because you're right. They are letting down their guard a bit, because in the past, something like this, if it happened, I don't know that we would have video of it like that, clear video. It would be suppressed or something. But now it's right there, and I don't think whether it's because of the vaccines or not, I don't think they care, because I think they know that no matter what, they have half of America, at least, conservatively speaking, in their hip pocket. These people are never going to rebel. They're never going to protest. They could come out, you know, these are Joe Biden and the Democrats in Congress could come out and issue a decree that a biblical decree that you have to give up your firstborn tomorrow. And you have to do it to either combat racism, white supremacy, climate change, or something. Millions of people would do it. That's how controlled they are. And that's the for the rest of us that are awake, you know, I had another January 6th show and I protest last Friday, and that'll be a rerun on your network. But just talking to these people, it's amazing, you know, just to realize that this is 3 years now. Some of these people are still in prison, denied all due process for misdemeanors, if they're anything. And how many people care? Have there been any demonstrations, any protests? No, because January 6th itself was a huge protest that was in response to the vote. And look how they reacted to that. So I saw how are you going to get any kind of protest for anything else at this point when they saw what happened the last? I can't blame them. Wants to sit in prison for 3 years, with denied all due process. So we're in a very precarious situation. But I just is amazed at that story. And then when you combine that with the Epstein list, because there's people in the alt media that connect Epstein to the Chabad Lubavitch. I don't know if that's true or not, but they supposedly Ghislaine Maxwell got some kind of money from them or something. And I don't know. These are, you know, sources. But again, we know that Epstein was Jewish. Elaine Maxwell's Jewish, a daughter of Robert Maxwell, very, you know, powerful publisher and everything. So, you know, what's involved there? Are we ever going to, can you imagine that list ever being produced? And if it has people on it that are really powerful,
it's not going to show up. It won't. No one is going to be made to pay the price if they're a mover or a power broker of any real significance. They don't want. It's not going to be released. What they released was just a restatement of what they talked about 2 years ago. Nothing new. Nah.
And everybody, I mean, look at somebody like Kevin Spacey, and I wrote about this in a previous Substack. I mean, this, again, it's scary business we're in. Kevin Spacey is just kind of a nondescript actor. You know, he's not a household name. But he obviously very wealthy, but powerful enough to where he's had just boys. Okay, he likes to abuse boys, and he's been accused by over 30 males. He finally went to trial in London, where of course he was acquitted, and this was after 3 of his accusers died strangely that same year. One was hit by a bus, another one killed himself on Christmas Day, and I forget the other one. I don't know how to. But so this is That's the field we're in. They play for keeps. And this isn't Bill Clinton with their body count. This is somebody that, you know, is not even that big of an actor, really. So, sometimes I wonder, you know, I know my family worries about it sometimes with this, because it's scary stuff, because, again, what I tell all the time, that's why I focus so much on the unnatural deaths in all my writing that are connected to all these things, is that this wouldn't happen if there weren't conspirators lurking in the shadows. You know, the JFK assassination witnesses didn't die because Lee Harvey Oswald's family was angry. You know, that kind of thing. The 9/11 witnesses weren't knocked off by Osama bin Laden's relatives or something. And that's, people don't, they need to think, okay, why do you think? But then I guess they get scared. But it's, you know, sooner or later we have to stand up, and it's just, reality is so different from the image that is constructed for us by the media. And again, who is in charge of every media conglomerate? And that's, I think, again, that has to be factored in. And I'm waiting. I think our only hope is for some, and there's more and more blacks that are outspoken on this subject, but more and more of them, for them to really raise the question. And I'm expressing, we need to put people of color in charge of some of these television networks and movie studios. You know, so there's no diversity there. Don't forget
advanced neurosurgery and airline pilots. Don't forget.
Well, they're already doing that. I saw something the other night. I've had, they're covering up these crashes and stuff. I mean, it's just, this is amazing. All of this is the vast majority. I mean, 98% of us aren't Jewish, and more than that are not part of any conspiracy. So how do we let this happen? I mean, how dumb can, but again, you look, you talk
well,
to the average person.
We are a trusting, kindly, I think, honestly, somewhat naive, in the best sense of that term. We don't think evil all the time. They got it, because they are from that side, and they know we're kind of a sucker culture, and it's easy. It wasn't hard.
They're trained instantly. Most people, they've accepted their conditioning, and they know who they're skeptical of people like us. They're trained to be skeptical of the skeptics. Right. But they'll turn on and they'll believe, you'll try to tell them, you know, Anderson Cooper, you know, you're watching him, you know, he admits he was recruited in the CIA when he was in college, and he's the son of Gloria Vanderbilt. Just give you a blank look. Doesn't register.
No.
But if somebody else points to somebody and says, you know, oh, that guy, you know, listen to him, he's a racist, a white supremacist. They'll, really? They'll listen to that, because they're conditioned, and it's very frustrating. Again, I have a big part of my family, my extended family, that they'll have nothing to do with me. I'm sure they think I'm the biggest thought criminal in the world, and I hope they don't start giving out bounties to turn into thought criminals, or I'm gone. My family will be fighting over each other to turn me in and send me to the FEMA camps.
Oh, terrible. But it's possible. Well, I wouldn't be surprised. The communists in whatever state or whatever county that start putting bounties on turning in, you know, Trump lunatic types or whatever they call them. No, it could happen.
Well, the guy I had on,
they cut your property tax in half if you turn them in.
Sure, they won't need to give people much now. You know, hey, you know, we'll give you a new flat screen TV or something. You know, they don't need much. But I had one of the guys I had as a guest on my show last Friday. He was turned into the authorities by his own daughter. And he's not the only one.
That's horrible.
Just imagine that. You know, I know you've mentioned your problems in the past, but just imagine being turned into the authorities by your daughter and knowing that you now face a prison sentence because of her. And I can't think of
especially if you were a good, dedicated parent who did your best. I mean, that would be intolerable. Yeah. That would be more than brutal, just awful.
Yeah. Wow. But I mean, I know so many people I know, and that's the world of the whistleblower. You know, Wolfgang Haubeg, who I had on my show a long time ago. I mean, his entire family rejected him. He lost everything. And
I had him on many times back in the day.
Yeah. And you have people like him, and you have there's another one of the J6 people that I think was a daughter that turned the mother in or something like that. But it's just, I can't just imagine the heartbreak of having to realize you've got to face prosecution for something like this, for exercising your constitutional right, but knowing that your own flesh and blood, somebody you weigh, I mean, I don't, even if you were a pretty, I mean, it's unless you really violently abused your kids, which not that many people do, Most parents, I think, try to do at least a decent job. But however, even if you weren't that great a parent, how could you do that? I mean, I couldn't. If I had a child that gave me lots of trouble and was in trouble all the time, I still couldn't do something like turn them in because they were to protest, knowing that they were going to go to prison. I couldn't do that. It's ridiculous. But that's the reality they face out there. And that's the problem. And that's another reason why it's hard to get people to come forward and talk on any of these subjects, because they see how whistleblowers are treated. Look at Julian Assange and Snowden. And I mean, there's these most high profile ones. The authorities obviously aren't going to welcome people that are coming and ratting them out or exposing the corruption, you know, in some big company or a government agency. And again, the people they've conditioned the people to be hostile and suspicious towards the whistleblowers. And it's a shame. And the fact that they could sell this January 6th thing, and it's so sad to me, because I have people that I like that I'm still friends with, that from JFK research and everything, that they want all those people hanged. They're not concerned about the violations of civil liberties. They don't care. They're insurrectionists. They're traitors. And that's what we're dealing with. So to get them to understand something as esoteric as Jewish tunnels and being cemented in, it's way beyond. If they can't understand something like this, these are American citizens. They were, yeah, I know, you know, you don't like Trump. I don't like Trump either, but I don't care. Like I said, I would feel the same way if they were treating BLM people or Antifa people or climate change, pussy hat wearers, anything. I don't care what they were there for. If they did if they acted the same way that January 6th people would, in other words, almost none of them did anything violent. They were just there and they were waved into the Capitol by police. I don't care if I disagreed with them completely. I would be just as appalled that they were kept in prison for 3 years and denied all due process and given longer prison sentences than many murderers. And Enrico Terrio, who's the Hispanic head of the white supremacist Proud Boys, which is isn't that a strange choice to pick a Hispanic guy, a non-white, to be head of your white power organization? But that's what they did. He wasn't even in Washington, D.C., and he was sentenced to 22 years in prison. I mean, that's more than a lot of murderers serve. And I tell this to people, and they just, again, the people that are, unless they're like us, where they're awake to the corruption at all, they just going to give you, they were there for Trump. They shouldn't have been there. And it's very sad. Sometimes I wonder, I said, you know, God, I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall here. But it's worth, you know, it's always worth it when you hear from people, and I hear from a lot of people that listen to me on your show and tell you that they appreciate what you're doing. I mean, that it makes it all worthwhile to know that there are people out there listening, and I know there are. And I'm sure you get, you know, lots more because people are listening to you all the time. And you know, we have to try to make the difference we can. Tiny ripples of hope, as RFK Senior
the people,
said. I use that.
Right. The good people who listen to this program, and have some of them for 25 years, are really extremely well-informed. And they're the kind of people that will listen to your program, and you have a lot of fans out there. So it's very nice to have someone on like you who is as well-informed as you are. And I guess, just for fun, when do you think, as you look back on your life, you really grasped the bigger picture that you have now? When did that happen? Was there an event that did it? Was it 9/11? Was it whatever? How did you get to where you are?
I was, you know, I was awake when awake wasn't cool. I mean, I was a teenager, and, you know, I started looking into the JFK assassination and working as a teenage volunteer for Mark Lane, Citizens Committee of Inquiry, and I never looked back from there. So, at that point, I was kind of mostly a one-issue guy, JFK assassination. But I was also concerned about prison reform. And I knew that already at that point, I knew that people were being executed that were innocent. And, I was very concerned about that kind of stuff. Of course, I wanted, you know, marijuana legalized and drugs legalized. And I was concerned about civil liberties. Even then, and Mark Lane was a civil libertarian, so that had a huge impact on me. And I thought, you know, you have to defend the rights of people, even if you. So I loved it when the Jewish lawyer for the ACLU defended the genuine Nazis who, you know, called themselves Nazis in Skokie, Illinois, when they wanted to march there. That's the kind of stuff. But it wasn't until I accidentally ordered a book called None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Yuri Allen, which is kind of a textbook for the conspiracy crowd. But I thought it was a JFK assassinate. I didn't know. That time I thought conspiracy, that's JFK. I was very young, and I got this book, and I thought, what is this? And I had never really heard of the CFR. I was really young, and all these other things. And it turned me in a completely different direction, because by that point I was a really far left winger. But this, I started seeing the right wing stuff, and I thought, wow, their conspiracies are more interesting. So from then, it led from there. I read Eustace Mullins and people like that, William Guy Carr, who wrote anti-communist stuff, what, Pawns in the Game, Red Fog Over America. I have a lot of those books that are probably valuable now. But so I began to realize, well, this is not really a left or right thing. You know, this is really, and I read the Illuminatus trilogy and Cosmic Trigger, The Secret of the Illuminati, all these books about the Illuminati. And I started thinking, well, I still think that's, there's some group, whether you call them that or not, I think that is above everything. And I think they coordinated all.
Count on it. No, count on it. Count on it. They're above all laws. They're answerable to nobody. And nothing's going to stop them. The planet's been run like that. And now the obvious mechanism of it is just glaring at us. Here's a funny story today. What's wrong with this headline? Biden angry with Republicans who are trying to stop kids from viewing gay porn. Here's a pervert pedo. I rewrote it, the headline. Pervert pedo Biden angry with Republicans trying to stop kids from seeing gay porn. Biden, I mean, this whole thing, it comes from Obama. You know that. There's your gay player. He's running the show. But this country is literally disintegrating in front of us. Literally. Yeah. It's falling apart. Yeah. I'm talking about infrastructure, physical things, to cultural issues, values, morals. It's just been destroyed. And just in a few years. Yeah. And on top of that, it has been injected with something that in all likelihood is going to take a lot of them out.
A lot
of them.
And again, that's a simple question that any parent should ask. I mean, but certainly, how can any parent, it should be 100% of the parents in whatever that school district was or wherever it is that Biden's complaining about Republicans don't want this. Where are they seeing gay porn? Wherever they are allegedly seeing gay porn, every parent should be up in arms. They should all be at their school boards protesting, and they should be unanimous. But they're not. We've already seen it. They're not when they have books in the library that promote. And it's all gay stuff. It's always gay.
That's right.
It's never, there's never anything. If you look at it, it's never like an adult man having sex with an underage girl. It's always an underage boy. And this is, and I don't know if that's why it is, but that's what it is. And
you know more about it than I do. I don't even want that stuff in my mind. I'm aware of it, but it's hideous. Ugh.
And the same left, again, you talk about back when I was, you know, again, like I was, you know, really against censorship. But at that time in the 70s, the censorship was almost the Catholic League of Decency and people like that wanted to stop nudity. And it was all sexual stuff, but it was coming from the right. Burn Beatles records and that kind of thing. But
Burn Beatles records. Isn't that amazing? Think back on that.
And that's those were all fundamentalist Christian groups and that. But that's the only people that wanted to stop any kind of had any censorship that was all based on sex and sexual, and it was all coming from the right. The left at that time was free speech and all that, but now it's completely gone full circle. And so you have the left still have the audacity to, and I see their memes all the time about, you know, stop censorship. And again, it's all based on some of those books in the library about, you know, the man finding his 10-year-old boy of his dreams and things like that. And those are real books that are in the school libraries. That's what
unbelievable.
They're upset. Yeah, that's what they're and that that's so that they don't. And you think they're gonna? I can't even say the title of the book on the air because I don't want people using it against me. But you know the book about Sandy Hook that Jim Fetzer wrote. It was banned immediately from Amazon. Do you think anybody on the left would not support that? I'm sure most of them would support banning my book, Masking the Truth, about COVID. Which, by the way.
Sure
they stepped up my shadow ban this week. Barnes & Noble, which had for months been listing the book out of stock there when it's not out of stock, it's gone. They just removed it from their platform. Yeah. Publisher doesn't know why.
We are living We are living tragically under a brutal, vicious censorship paradigm already, and most people don't know it. It's creeping in from the edges incrementally, but they are hard at work, and they're using AI to find and to delete things that they find to be uncomfortable or distasteful or that they don't agree with. And it's them, and you know who they are. I rest my case.
But there is a they. There's no doubt about that. And if, you know, the fact that the reason it's successful is because there are millions of people that would be more likely to, and some of them very, you know, passionately, to be upset about those ridiculous books in the libraries about some grown man being in love with a little boy, those kinds of things, or Heather has two mommies, that kind of nonsense. They consider that censorship and they're outraged about it. But there's not, none of those people would they all be on board with censoring my book? Oh, you can't have that. And that's the problem, is that they don't understand the they are okay with that because, and they're unwitting conspirators, because they're not, I don't think they're part of it, but they bought into the program so totally that they are okay with their children. I don't know her that well, but I knew her when she was a little girl and I feel terrible for her. But my sister used to watch her for years. It was like a second mother to her. And her 20-year-old son just committed suicide, I guess, last month or something. And but, you know, if you looked at her pictures on Facebook, she had two kids, both of them. And she came to D.C. for the Pussy Hat March. She was a teacher, as woke as can be. And both of her male kids, you couldn't tell what they were. They looked like you could see they were transitioning. This one had transitioned, had a new name, and he killed himself. And I, you know, the suicide rate for kids like that is through the roof. And so I hate it when it really comes home. And I don't know if she realizes it was connected to that or not, but that's the danger. It's that's what they're, by buying into this horrible stuff, it's not always incredibly ridiculous to think that you have to call. You see all these videos, these crazy people yelling, "You misgendered me. I'm a sir." You know, my pronouns are they, them. You're a plural. You contain. I mean, how ridiculous is that? But there's nobody there. There's no authority figure that counters them. Every business thing. So this is why they're allowed to put books like that in the library, because it goes along with that. It fits in with that. And why the censorship of people like me and so many others. Why banning our books, banning our voices, banning people, shadow banning us, taking us off social media, that fits in with the narrative. And people, those millions of people that are okay with the January 6th prisoners sitting in for years, and they don't see a distinction between it. In fact, they think it's more important, I guess, that you have books about men raping little boys in libraries where little boys can read them and maybe somehow come up with them. Oh, that might be fun,
Again, it's we got to remember, it's not the majority, it's the minority, but the minority clearly is wielding an incredible amount of influence and control. Yeah. How do they do it? I'll tell you why, because it's the same people. It's still the same people. Same group. They're there's a medical paper written by a very, very brave fellow, and he named that group all the way through, behind the vax, behind all panic, the paranoia, the mandates. It's the same people. Look at who's running the CDC now. That little cheerleader, little poster girl, little Mandy Cohen. Come on. And Rochelle Walensky before that.
Yes.
This is a joke.
Yes.
We are being so degraded and disgraced by what is going on in this alleged government we have. Oh, it's sickening. Don, thank you. Great work. Keep it up and be safe out there. It's not good.
Thanks.
All right. Good night.
Okay.
Donald Jeffries, one of our greatest authors, and do buy his books. They're all worthy and phenomenal. They are in a class by themselves. Back with more, just a few. Hang on.